And do you ever raise any oats?
No.
Mm-mm. Or wheat or anything like that? Do you remember your mother making bread? Did she?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did she make a...
In the summertime, she would make light bread, we called it.
Oh, yeah.
And,
now, would that be the kind that would
rise up the yeast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she'd bake rolls and the light bread. She'd bake it in the big loaves, you know.
What about with cornmeal? What would she make out of cornmeal?
Make cornbread. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we used grits, you know.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of anything called a corn dodger?
No.
What would you generally call the inside part of the egg?
We always called it the yellow.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That was more the older.
Right.
That's what I ate when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting to me. I always think there are lots of things that I think back about, even, mm-hmm. you know, even with like that. I always called it the yellow. Now, if they cooked eggs in hot water, what would you call them? If you put the whole thing in hot water?
Boiled them. Mm-hmm.
And what about if you cracked them and let them fall out into the hot water? That
was a poached. Oh. Mm-hmm.
What would they call the kind of meat that you'd boil with your greens? And
Fatback.
Uh-huh, that's what I used to call it. Well, do you ever remember, now, like when they would slaughter a hog, what they'd call that meat? Between the ham and the shoulder.
Are you talking about backbone or tenderloin?
I'm not sure if that's the part that the bacon comes from.
Oh. Middling.
Oh, middling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that would be. Yeah, yeah. Well, now is fat back? Have you ever heard of anything called sow belly?
Yeah.
Is that the same?
It's more or less the same.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh. The sow belly, I think, is the fat that comes off of the belly of the hog, and that's the reason it's called sow belly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about the same.
Well, what about, did you ever eat ground up hog meat, you know, with little bits of...
Sausage?
Yeah. Uh-huh,
yes.
Uh-huh. Well, now, did they have people, do you remember, that made their living by killing and fixing up meat?
We never did know anyone that did.
No,
not when I was small.
No butchers or
anything. Mm-hmm.
Well, now later, was that when they first, would they call them that?
Mm-hmm. That's the first I can remember.
Now, if meat's been kept too long and starts smelling bad, you'd say that the meat is...
Right, spoiled.
Do you know, like after they butcher hog, what they'd make with the meat from its head?
Souse.
Yeah. Do you remember anything made from the liver of a hog, that they grind up the liver?
No, the only thing, Mama used to just fry the liver, but
yeah.
What
about the kind of thick, sour, lumpy milk that you might...
Clabber?
Yeah. Well, do you ever remember making any kind of anything out of the clabber, like cheese or something?
Uh-huh, Mama used to make cheese.
Uh-huh. What would they call that kind of cheese?
Let's see, what did she call it? Well, I don't know, but I know that she made some kind of cheese.
Well, have you ever heard of anything called smear case?
No, that's not for me at all.
When you'd be milking, I know they didn't have pasteurizing then.
No.
When they wanted to get the impurity out of the milk, you'd have to just...
We strained it.
Oh, you strained it. that's really interesting. Now, what would people drink at breakfast?